Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kennedy, are you there?
Hello.
You are there. It is kind of ridiculous that I ask you that question when I'm sitting in front of you.
Yeah, I know, but you don't know if the sound is going from this place
to
that place.
Yeah, so we're recording the podcast into the Vox Pro. That's what we record it into. That's what the equipment is called, a Vox Pro. And I just need to make sure I can hear you. Producer Dan, are you there?
Yo.
See? Now here's an example of it not working. Try that again.
Microphone check. 1, 2. Five-foot assassin with the roughneck business.
I don't know what just happened, but I enjoyed it a great deal.
I liked it the first four times you did it.
Yeah. Keep sticking around.
It sounds new every time he does it to me, so I don't know.
Happy
birthday.
You're like Frosty.
I am Frosty the Snowman, yes. 100% when it comes to rap songs that I'm unfamiliar with, every day is new.
All right. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show. Annie is out today. We each bring a topic, and then we discuss. Nobody knows what the others are going to bring for a topic.
I just popped up on my phone. I'm really excited about it.
What'd you say?
We get paid tomorrow. I just had a calendar thing pop up on my phone that said, hey.
Wow, you're really stretching some stuff.
Always.
And then we also ask that you leave us a review. If you're listening on iTunes, you just scroll all the way to the bottom of the app. That's where you can leave the review, I think. We get a lot of questions from people saying that the man is trying to keep us down, that it is hard to find out where to leave us a review.
Well, you can't. What we found out today is you can't leave one on radio.com.
Right.
So if you're listening, the only place you can really leave one is at iTunes. Or you can just email them to us.
Well, that doesn't help us because on iTunes,
I
think.
It would help us learn.
Learn what?
How to be better.
Oh,
we already get enough of that from Sal. I don't need that from people listening, too. That'd be great.
Now.
All right, Kennedy, what you got?
Okay, so I have a question for you guys.
Oh, that's a great, great thing.
Wait, I just had it up, and now I can't find the damn thing.
Can't hear you.
It's because I'm mumbling to myself.
Say it with your chest.
Shit, where did I put it? Okay, here's the question. Why do I have so many tabs open in my computer? Okay. So do you guys buy movies? Like, or do you just rent them on television, or do you buy them?
Yes.
In other words, do you have movies that you own sort of like sitting in your cable box somewhere?
Oh, so, like for the $20?
Yeah.
No,
well,
not
however,
really.
So I bought it for $5.
I did a deep dive on this, but go ahead. Why, where are you going with this? And then I'll answer you.
It says I have many. I have, like, my Amazon Prime is pretty, I don't know, I probably have 40 movies in there. And then I think I have a few maybe on my Comcast box,
okay.
But mostly my Amazon Prime or Google Play. That's
okay.
Where I normally buy them.
Right.
And I have like the entire Harry Potter thing, and I have all the movies I like, movies
right.
I watch when I can't sleep, stuff
okay.
like this.
Right.
And now Amazon says someone has filed a class action lawsuit against Amazon. That happened earlier this year, I guess, claiming that the company secretly reserves the right to end a customer's access to content they purchased.
Yes.
So in other words, if I had my Harry Potter movies, and then Harry Potter is no longer going to be on Amazon, it's going to be on Disney or wherever the fuck.
Yeah, you don't own it.
Right.
Then it disappears.
That is correct.
That's bullshit. I bought it.
So here's the thing. It's funny because
if you come in on the other side of this and don't support me.
No, I'm supporting you completely. And I did a deep dive on this probably 5 years ago. I have Apple TV.
Yes.
Okay. And so, I was trying to figure out because I'm like you, I love movies, and we have a pretty big collection, and we had them on DVDs,
yeah,
and then
too.
We moved to Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And then when I got my Apple TV, you know, you can buy there, you can buy Comcast,
yeah,
right? There's different places to buy them. and I'm just kind of, I like my stuff to be organized.
Yeah.
So I made a decision early on in my workflow of where I was going to keep all these movies.
Oh.
That if I bought a movie, I was going to buy it in the same place. And then that way it was always there. So
yeah.
if most
of mine are Amazon Prime.
Right. And so I decided Apple TV was going to be that place 5 years ago. And I bought an Apple TV. And so now I have an Apple TV like upstairs or downstairs. And so no matter where I am, I can log into my Apple TV and get my movies that I own. And when I was doing the deep dive, I read this whole story about a movie that somebody took back. And I can't remember. It was the movie company that owned it, decided that they didn't want this movie out there anymore for whatever reason.
Were they going to come and get the DVD from your Case Logic case as well?
No. Yeah, right. Well,
I still
that
have two of those downstairs.
Yeah, so I do too. That's how
I refuse to get rid of them.
No, Barrett watches a lot of movies, that stuff that we have
well,
saved.
Well,
there's
stuff you can't get. You know what you can't get in streaming?
What?
Cannonball Run.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Or the first Smokey the Bandit.
Yeah. So what That's I learned in during that process was exactly what you said, is that while you have purchased the movie, the truth is you don't own a movie digitally like you used to own your DVDs or your Blu-rays.
Yeah, Amazon's response, it's no secret. When you buy digital content, you're paying for a limited license. But that never says that when you buy it.
It's not in perpetuity.
I mean, granted, the stuff that I have hasn't been moved, but...
Yeah, you're buying like a short-term license, which is stupid.
But no, I get that if you're renting it, like you rent it for 48 hours.
Right.
But I bought it, you know? I spent however much money on all of those movies.
The thing is, though,
if they take all my Harry Potter movies, I'm going to be upset.
But I have bought... Let's use Harry Potter as an example.
Yeah.
I've bought a Harry Potter movie on DVD.
Yep.
And then when it came out on Blu-ray, I got
a Blu-ray.
Same,
I have all of that.
Right. And then when it came out digitally, I bought it digitally. So I have bought that movie 3 different times.
Yes.
So to think that just because I bought it digitally from Apple, to think that that's going to be the last time that I buy it is, you know, it sucks.
Well, that would be something if the format changed and now suddenly it's a chip implanted in my brain that I watch Harry Potter
it'll probably
and then I
change.
Need to buy that. That's fine. But they didn't come and get my DVD, nor did they come and get my Blu-ray.
Right.
Now, did they?
Yeah, but you don't
I
have a way to...
I realize all buyers beware, but this is bullshit.
You know, DVDs aren't going to work forever.
Bullshit. My DVD player works just fine. Thank you very much.
I agree. It's bullshit.
It is.
And for them to go, it's common knowledge. No, it's not.
Don't make me feel old and stupid. I
know,
I feel that way
ridiculous.
Enough.
It says buy. It doesn't say rent until we decide you can't have it anymore.
You know, when the day comes when there is no digital anything, I'll still have my shitty DVD player.
Mm. I know. It's
I
the same thing with
off Amazon,
imagine
when the uprising begins.
Yeah,
I'll be able to watch whatever I want.
Imagine
that,
buying
Bezos.
That Jay Giles band back in the 80s, and then one day the record label knocks on your door. They're like, hey, we need that album back.
CD back.
Yeah.
I have Case Logics of those as well. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, that's
I know.
Just what I wanted
it is
to
wild.
Today.
I wish I still had my VHS tapes of all the Disney movies I had. When
I did until probably 4 years ago. I found them when I moved one time. Whatever, maybe when I moved to Eastie, because when they used to put them in the vault and you could only buy them when they came out of the vault.
Right.
And I was young then and thought I might have kids and stuff, so I wanted to have all of them, and I did. And you know what you can't sell? Disney VHS tapes. Nobody wants them. I thought, these are going to make me a millionaire. No. I ended up just giving them away. In fact, I put them in the kitchen here at the radio station for people to take.
I went to visit my cousin in Flagler a couple of years ago for my dad's 70th birthday. We surprised him. And while we were there, my cousin's husband brought out this like Fire Stick device.
Yeah.
Whatever. It wasn't a Fire Stick, but it was something like this.
It's like a Roku or whatever.
And he pops it in. He's like, want to watch a Disney movie? I'm like, what do you mean? And he pops in this Fire Stick thing and brings it up. And he has every Disney movie ever made on this digital stick.
Probably jailbroke that bitch.
And I was like, where did you get that? He's like, yeah, I know some people. I was like, I don't want to be a part of this.
What does he know, Michael Iger?
I know. It was all of them. Every TV show they had, every movie.
So he was Disney Plus before there was a Disney Plus.
Yes.
You don't want to be a part of this. He's not trying to sell you a kidney. It's Pocahontas.
Do you know how illegal
yeah, but
that
they
is?
Do not fuck around.
How illegal that is? Yeah, that's federal stuff.
We did did not grow up in the time of Napster. So, for like, I just think
no,
that
I did. I did grow up with Napster.
We didn't use it.
I didn't use it because it was illegal.
Right, but that was different. I think everybody who kind of came below a little, you know what I mean? Like Annie lived on. You know what I mean?
I was stealing all the
it's
music. Come fight me, Lars.
It's a
right.
Yeah, it's
Metallica
a different feeling.
Was good.
I think.
Yeah. So I was just no. I
not that
I've always
anything wrong with anything.
I was on LimeWire like a motherfucker.
I remember the first time I looked at it, Carson's like, "You're gonna do what?
No,
don't you dare.
No, don't be a absolutely not.
He got very mad.
So would you stay in the other room while he put on
no,
Toy Story?
No, you were stealing from the artist. You were ripping off the people who created the things you love.
Okay, I feel like you can say that to anybody but Disney.
No, I'm just...
He's fine.
Yeah, Disney's
fine. They're all
fine.
Yeah. I mean, not now because it can't open, but it's fine.
Yeah, they're charging $30 to watch Pocahontas, to watch Mulan on a streaming service
you're
already paying for.
Are you ever going to watch Mulan?
For free.
Okay.
My son, we were scrolling through yesterday, and he said that.
I'll He's a petty bitch about it. Wait till it comes out.
You still got to pay for Mulan? That was Barrett.
I know, because we're also used to after a couple weeks, there's usually new movies, but now there's not. So.
And they're not even singing I'll Make a Man Out of You in the new Mulan, so you shall know 30
bills.
I need
to watch the old Mulan, obviously.
It's so good.
I have a list now that of things I need to watch.
My wife said something to me, and I had to tell her she was just being a spoiled, rotten, petulant child.
Go on.
And... It was just downright rude, and I can't believe she did it.
You're making me very nervous.
Her birthday's coming up.
Yes.
December 2nd.
Yep.
1980.
Yes.
So that means Lana will be 40 years old this year.
Yes.
And this is a milestone birthday.
Sure.
Her and Kim Kardashian.
And her plan, well, my plan, was to surprise her, sort of. With a trip to Greece for her
40th. Yeah, I know you guys have been talking about that for quite a while.
Right. And so what you have to know is Lana has planned two milestone birthdays for me because I've turned 40 and 50 before she turned 40 because of our age difference. And so there was a trip to Jamaica for my 50th birthday. For my
40th?
No.
You guys went somewhere tropical for 40 too.
We did. We went to Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes, we went to Mexico for my 40th. So she has planned all of these big, wonderful, spectacular milestone birthdays. So I was going to reciprocate with this trip to Greece for 2 weeks. And obviously all of that fell through. And so we were her sister was going to go with us and maybe her friend and his her husband. So there was going to be a group of us going, just like when we went to Mexico, a group of couples went. It was going to be two other couples going as well. But obviously, that has all fallen by the wayside instead.
Yeah, you can't go to Greece right now at all. No,
so we bought a Cape House instead.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a bad birthday gift.
It really isn't, because that'll last forever. You know, you'll be able to have it.
And she got
forever.
A dog.
And a dog.
And a dog. So I tried to make up for it as much as I could. So her sister says to her the other day, I'm doing a little shopping for your birthday I know because her sister's going to be going. I know we're not going, but could you give me some ideas for a birthday present? And so Lana gives her all of these gift ideas that are over $200. And I was like, what do you mean over $200? She's like, well, I figured since she doesn't have to pay for us for going to Greece, that's a reasonable price for a gift. And I was like, Lana, she was going to Greece. Yes, your birthday was a part of it, but she was going on she was getting a trip to Greece for her money. And then also get to hang out with you. You're like, that is way too much money, right?
Of course.
Am I wrong here?
No. Kenny's afraid to say it, but her eyes say it. Yeah. She's all the way wrong. I'll say it.
I said $50 maybe for a 40th birthday from your sister. But to only give her options that are over $200?
Yeah, that's some Valley Girl stuff right there.
Yeah. I like that caught me. I called her out for it. I did. I called her out.
Did she backtrack and say maybe?
I can't remember the last time I got a present from my sister.
Yeah, my family.
We just don't do that.
My family doesn't
do
either.
Well, she's really close. We do. My sister-in-law and my mother-in-law and my wife and I, with the holidays and birthdays, everybody exchanges.
No, holidays for sure. Like, we used to.
But birthday too.
But, you know, they started having kids and that was the end of that.
No, we still do it. She got me my beer-making kit this year for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Like, she buys us nice gifts. We buy her nice gifts. We're always, like, the birthdays and Christmas, we do. So I get that.
I think setting the minimum at $200.
Right? Plus, you're coming up tits up to Christmas here, too.
Exactly.
You know, with gifts
and that's a fun phrase. Tits up to Christmas.
And pandemic.
Well, that's neither here nor there. You're still going to get presents. In fact, pandemic-wise, you're not going to fly or drive anywhere. So really.
Mm. Well, they're supposed to be flying here for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Well, okay. Then I take that back. I think, you know, how do I say this without sounding like an asshole? We started from the bottom, Carson.
Right.
And now we're sort of at a nice, comfortable level. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
right. It's okay to say you guys do well.
We do well. Mm-hmm. And I'm not afraid to. We worked our asses off to get here. And I realized that with that comes some changes in your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know? So I understand the things that you like change. You know, I don't want something for Forever 21 anymore. I want something from whatever.
She wants that Bond perfume.
Mm, you really just tap dance around calling her bougie, huh?
I would never do that because you guys know how much money I spend on stupid shit just because I want it.
You don't know what Bond is?
No.
She wants Bond perfume. That's what she wants.
I don't even know what that is.
That's very expensive.
I don't know what to say.
Well,
everybody's got their thing that they want and they like.
I know.
It's okay to have taste in nice things.
Sure. Like, what if she had, you can pay, give me a gift certificate towards, then I could go, maybe three of you get me something and then I could go get the bottle of perfume.
If she'd ask me to spend $200, that I get. I would have no problem spending $200
for her
birthday gift.
But I mean to say, you know,
gift.
If who else, maybe, well, maybe Lane and Mimi could come together and buy
that one
thing.
They still couldn't afford
thing.
Them. No.
Okay, maybe Lane and Lane's boyfriend and Mimi and the dog and me. I'll come in there with the two.
Yes.
I tell you what, I will. Whatever she don't get, tell me. I will get the rest of it, and that could be her birthday
I think,
friend.
Yeah, even Lane and Mimi together, $100 each wouldn't, I don't think that's terrible.
I don't think Mimi's got that kind of shake.
Mimi doesn't have money. I hate to ask her to buy anything.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I had to call her out.
I'm sure she's excited for her birthday, and maybe she's got
she is, and I get it. And I think as she started to play it out in her head and say it out loud, she realized how she sounded.
Don't you hate that when you're halfway through something, you're like, oh shit, maybe I'm the one. You're
maybe right. I am sounding a certain way.
Oh shit, maybe this is me.
I started planning my 50th birthday party.
Yeah?
Well, I have to. Nobody else will. So yes. Yeah, so I have a place. I have someone making me something to wear. And I have put a call out to the band I'd like to play, but I haven't heard back yet.
Yeah. What is Duran Duran up to these days?
It's not them. Oh, God, I would die. No, it's a Prince tribute band. But
oh, that's
obviously
cool.
Nobody's working right now, and they haven't heard back from them. So, anyway, what is the 27th of March open, y'all.
What is the Prince tribute band named?
Oh, hold on, give me 2 seconds.
Is it like the purple ones?
Something like this.
Wait, so is the upcoming March your big...
Yeah, it'll be 50 this coming March, yep.
Yeah, yeah. So
you just strike me so much younger, Katie.
Thanks. Prince tribute band, Boston. It's called Love Sexy.
Oh, is that a Prince song?
Yeah.
Love Sexy.
Future Sex Love Sounds.
I hate when they do that, when they pick some obscure. Like,
it's
make
not
it,
obscure. It's not
make
obscure.
Make it Purple Rain and spell R-E-I-G-N or something.
If they're a band who only does Prince, it's probably not obscure to the people who are going to hire them.
No, yeah, but if I saw their name, Love Sexy, playing... You know, at the
Look
thing,
it,
I would.
This is more importantly. If anybody out there knows them, please ask them to return my email and my messages because I'd like to hire them. Assuming that we can have live music in March, we can have live music.
We can have a.
But I have a place.
Oh, you can
like
on Hampton Beach. Trust me.
Yeah, I can't go.
How about a 50th birthday Zoom chat?
I know. But I think that I'll continue
Love Sexy.
The karaoke tradition, but hopefully more people could come over to the house. Like, everybody just come over at 10.
Yeah, I'll show up at your house.
And we'll do the hourly karaoke's and get drunks.
You had me at day drinking.
And then, I have great hopes for
the
50th birthday party that I can invite more than 10 people to. But we'll see what happens.
That is, that's probably not going to happen, though, unfortunately.
March?
Yeah.
We should have a vaccine by January. Nah. Hell yes, March. Mm.
Me and Annie are both so loud, we're basically 10 people.
You are. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest, I don't have that many people to choose from. But in any event, I think it'll be fun.
Producer Dan, what you got?
It's funny there's so much talk about birthdays and age and whatnot, because I was going to ask, you guys are a little bit older than me, so I was going to ask, when did it hit you that, like, when did you start to feel like, oh, shit, I'm old?
30.
Or, like, what, like, was there, like, a moment?
30.
Where you're like, oh, shit.
30.
No, 30 was one of the best years of my life.
30, it hit me.
It still hasn't hit me. I just can't see. That's the only thing that really torques me. My eyes are getting bad, and I'm not so good with technology. Like, those two things infuriate me because I have, very little control over either.
Right.
I think at 30, I was...
I refuse to give up, Dan. I refuse.
So, what year was 30? 2000? Right? For me? So, I was... Well, no.
No, that would 98? Make you 50. Yeah, 98.
98, right. So, 98. 98, so I was...
Hustled. hustled.
I was, you know, installing car stereos, working at the club, DJing, whatever, delivering pizzas at Domino's, just doing whatever. And when I first got into radio and I was doing a night show and I was 30 and all of the people around me doing night shows were all 20. And I was just like, wow, I am so far behind. I just felt so like inadequate because I hadn't done anything right.
That I get that. I feel like that sometimes.
Right. Sure. And so 30 hit me that I was like, man, I am 30 years old. And I think about my dad retired the first time when he was 40 something. And here I am at 30 and I hadn't even got my first full-time job yet. So definitely 30 was the when
Do
I
Do you feel
when
like
I,
you felt older? You felt ready to put your feet into it and let's go.
No, I felt old. I just felt old. Even though I really now that I look back at it.
Mm. Yeah, because it's funny, I'm 31 and that's just stuff just isn't made for me now. Mm-hmm. Like I wake up, I'm balding, my knees hurt all the time. All the stations I listen to on the radio are now throwback stations because I don't like the new shit that they're putting on the hip hop stations.
And the more things change, the more they change.
I like to go to bed earlier now. I'm like, oh,
well, you have
I was
to
like, you
want to
meet
do.
Me at 9? Are you out of your fucking
mind? That's not
mind?
Being old, that's doing this job. If you did any other job, you would not be that
I used to
way.
Be a super night owl, but I also was 23 when I started.
Yes,
show,
of course. Right?
So which is, I feel like it's, like no. Stuff is I don't know all the new words. Like stuff is just changing.
You and just kind of got to find your place in it. You yeah. know what I mean?
I think I'm still cool. I think old people
you're
can
cool
be
as
cool,
hell.
But it's just it's a different thing. Like
you're
you can
sick with two cool old people every day.
I also think too we're lucky in the jobs that we have. That's the reason I love the yeah. format that we're yeah. in.
You kind of have to stay.
You stay connected to it. I was thinking about this yesterday when I got home. I was like, man, we did a bit on the radio today about The Bachelor. Right, which is a very popular show with young people. That's not something I care about, but it's something that...
Oh, Middle America loves The Bachelor, honey. Yeah. There's one of the top-rated shows on
TV. Annie is the only person I know who watches The Bachelor.
Yeah, I think it's...
But I think that's your circles.
Yeah, my circle is very
you know
not Bachelor.
Saying?
You're
so,
right.
And you have a narrow circle.
I do. Mm-hmm. And they're all...
As do I.
And they're all 30-year-old construction workers. So.
Right.
I get
no,
it.
They watch. They just don't tell you they watch.
But yeah, so it forces you to pay attention. You pay attention to the new music.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
You know, so I think working this job will kind of help you, even though as you know. I think also just... I think, too, with Kennedy and I sound pretty young.
Yeah, no one ever guesses that, especially you have a kid that's like 9.
Right.
No one
it
ever
throws
expects
people
you
off
to be
52.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no, you
know.
You both actually do look good for your age.
There's no way either one of us looks 50, but thank you. Go on.
No, it's true. You guys have aged well. And I know what you used
like
to do.
Like a fine
so that's
wine. Mm-hmm. Not clean living. That is not mm-hmm. how we got here.
But it's steak and beer gets you to 100.
People always say that. It's clean living that got me here. Nope.
But it's so funny, and I think you guys do it really well, because there is a line you have to walk when you get older in radio. Like, you don't want to be the older person who's talking about the thing and trying to sound hip.
Right.
But you guys just kind of own it. You're like, I don't know who this person is. I don't know how to say their name.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's a good way to do it. You guys do it well.
Yeah, I always had this thing in the back of my head when I was a club DJ. I was like, man, I don't want to be 50 years old playing the Macarena at the Electric Slide at a wedding. And then all of a sudden I was 50 playing the Macarena at the Electric Slide at a wedding.
Well, you were getting paid really good money.
Oh, I know, I know, but I'm just saying.
You went from a place of, you know, eating, this is the only way you could eat.
Yes.
To trying to price yourself out because you didn't want to do it anymore and they kept paying you.
That's true.
He was just like, I don't want to do this. Give me this much money. And they were like, okay. And he's like, well,
they wouldn't even say give me this much money. They just would. And he'd be like, oh, I can't say no to that.
But it was just funny. Like, I remember having those thoughts that, like, I got to figure something out career-wise because I don't want to be doing this 20 years from now. And here I am.
So in other words, don't listen to us.
Right.
You do you.
Well, I made it this far not listening to you guys.
Yeah, right.
You're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.